loss isn't good enough, but try to end this game good.
Well, number seven, Connor McCain, that's the pass we've been looking for all night, and we get it at a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Yep. Right down the middle, a nice strike for about 8 yards and bring up a second down and five.
And Connor McCain gets sacked and throws the ball out.
Number 52 in on the tackle.
And I know that McCain is inexperienced, but I don't know what was going through his head.
I'm not sure
right
what Toby McPhee had Connor McCain all wrapped up, was running him back at full speed.
And McCain
had him
it.
Facing the goal line, and McCain Connor just threw the ball up over his head, up in the air.
I mean, thankfully he was down, but I just don't have an answer for what that was.
Well,
right
you know
there.
What? You got a sophomore quarterback.
Yeah,
you lost your starting quarterback.
Yep.
Kids doing everything. I couldn't imagine being back there as a sophomore.
And a sack and a fumble. And the reactions, it looks like Bad Axe picks it up.
Toby McPhee again.
Does Lakers get it?
I'll tell you what, Toby and Jake McPhee, I sure wish their grandpa was around to see this. I've known the family for a long time.
Those boys are killing it. Yeah. They are doing fantastic.
Grandma's proud, so is Mom.
And that's it.
So is Dad.
We're at zeros, Kurt. That is it.
All right, that is the ball game with the Bad Axe Hatchets 27 and the Lakers 6. That is tonight's homecoming ball game as the teams head out to midfield. Stephen, we got a lot to cover. It wasn't, you know, the game we expected in the second half. It's a game we thought could happen, a result we thought could happen.
And we'll talk about it more here after the break, but a huge congratulations.
Yes.
The Bad Axe Hatchets.
Boy, they brought it.
The share of the Greater Thumb West League title. Wonderful for the Bad Axe Hatchets program.
So as we talked, our last update from Cass City.
It was 54-0 Cass City halfway through the fourth quarter. So
that's a done deal.
Looking like we're going to have a Cass City Bad Axe share of the league title for this season.
And you know what I like to see? Guess what? So much for the 45-yard line.
Yep.
It's good to see. These. You know what? A lot of these Laker and Bad Axe kids, they know each other.
Some grew up together. Yep.
These guys have motocrossed together. They played soccer together. They've done youth football together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's great to see these guys actually say, you know what, forget the 45 helmet raised. They're out at midfield, and that is awesome. Shaking hands and giving hugs. Let's take a break, Steve, and we'll come back. I know we're going to be here for a little while yet as our post-game program's coming up. Cruise 102.1 FM, the game of the week. It's been the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets. We'll be right back after this.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. Huron Auto Parts, your auto value store one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Hi, I'm Debbie Cunningham, President and CEO at North Star Bank. North Star Bank is built on three principles: service, leadership, and trust. What does that mean for our customers and community? It means our customers experience personal service when you call North Star Bank. You will speak to one of our experienced team members, not an automated phone system. It means you'll see familiar faces you can trust when visiting your local branch. It means North Star Bank is a leader in the community. North Star Bank is a locally owned and operated community bank that is committed to making our community an exceptional place to live and work. We reinvest in the community by lending to local businesses and residents. We donate to community organizations and to local families in need. And our valued team members volunteer countless hours at community events. If you're looking for a bank that cares about your success and that of our community, call or stop by a North Star Bank office.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Laker Field for our post game. It was the Lakers' homecoming, and boy, did things happen. We knew something could break loose here in the second half, but here's the end result. It was the Bad Axe Hatchets 27 and the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 6. And it was a good game the first half, but what we saw, Stephen, was just not even ball control, holding on to the football. It didn't happen tonight. And it started with Bad Axe.
Yes. And
first fumble. And they lost basically first three down. Their first three plays was a fumble, drop, fumble, and the turnover Lakers, fumble, drop, fumble.
And these kind of games, the last thing you can do is have mistake after mistake and shooting yourself in the foot. Unfortunately, that's what the Lakers ran into tonight. I mean, they were only able to put up 6 points. They just had too many fumbles, too many muff snaps. They were not able to get that run game fully going like we know they can. And Bad Axe took advantage of it.
Well, Lakers, they've got a good team. You know what? They had some good strong first three games. And, you know what, with this, the season's, you know, it's not completely over. But you had a sophomore quarterback, and it showed tonight, you know. You can see the talent of the sophomore quarterback, but you knew you had a sophomore quarterback back
there.
Absolutely. And you're relying on a sophomore running back with Wisner in the backfield. And Wisner just had a trouble holding onto the ball, and McCain had trouble trying to control it and throw it. Probably still learning some of the plays. I mean, you could see there was trouble in the backfield, a lot of mix-up, and the handoffs that should have been handoffs that were semi-pitched, and that turned into a fumble. And it's one of those things. You'll get experience as we get going here with that new Laker, with the new Laker quarterback again, who is a sophomore. And he gains a little confidence. He'll be there. Don't lose the faith, you know, young Mr. McCain, because you do have a future, because you just started on Laker Field as a quarterback, as a sophomore.
Well, and listen, you're going to have, especially as a young running back, we're looking at Ethan Wisner, you're going to have the ups and downs. I mean, just a couple weeks ago on this field, he goes for 150 yards and 3 touchdowns and carries the Lakers to a win over USA. Tonight, it wasn't his night. He didn't have it. It's okay. You just got to – you cannot hang your head. You got to get ready for next week. You got to get ready for the playoffs. But these nights, it's just going to happen.
And even for Coach Verberg, what do? When your team can't hold onto the ball, I mean, you know what? He's on the sidelines. He's trying to keep them going. Let's see. We've got to come up with the play. Kretschmer did really keep them alive as much as somebody possibly could. But even trying to get the ball into his hands most of the time was tough. Just getting him a good handoff was tough. So.
And as a coach, when you're sitting on the sideline and your team can't hold onto the ball, there's only so much you can do.
Right. You could call the best play playbook, bring the best playbook and the best plays to the field. And it just was one of the Lakers anyways. So we'll see, though. You know, these guys rebound. They got a lot of young kids in key positions. They do have some big talent in a few positions, which we saw in the first three games. And you know what? I really would have liked to have seen would have been the team that played at USA, the Laker team that brought it to the Patriots, because the Patriots have a dang good team. They have a really good team. And that Laker game, I wanted to see that Laker team play this Bad Axe Hatchet team.
And we were talking about it, said,